Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The Vassar Repertory Dance Theater's annual gala performance at the Bardavon is in its 31st year. The events celebrate both brand new and classic works by a very talented company of dancers. There will be two performances at the Bardavon this weekend, one at 8 p.m. on Saturday and one at 3 p.m. on Sunday. Highlights of the 2013 programs include new choreography by Vassar professors and Vassar Repertory Dance Theater members, Chairs, an exciting work by internationally acclaimed choreographer Zvi Gothiner, and the haunting piece Nurse by guest artistic director Brian Reeder, who joins us now. Brian Reeder, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Before we talk about the Vassar Repertory Dance Theater Gala, I'm hoping you'll do me the favor of sort of summarizing your career in case anybody listening isn't familiar with your work and they can have a better idea of what you've accomplished.
Sure. Be my pleasure. I myself, as a dancer, performed with the New York City Ballet in the late 80s. Then I transferred over to Frankfurt, Germany to dance with William Forsythe's Ballet Frankfurt. And then I returned to the States and finished out my dancing career with American Ballet Theater. Retired in 2003 and then jumped into the bandwagon of freelance choreographers and dance teachers.
When did you know that you wanted to be a dancer? You wanted to pursue that as a career?
Oh, you know, it's a little cliche, but, you know, a little Billy Elliot story on my behalf. I grew up with a lot of wrestlers and hunters in the family, and I was sort of the freaky one, was always running around the living room when the music was on the radio, and it was just, I have to say, it was a calling. I always wanted to dance, putting some vocabulary to that urge to dance, so I started taking classes.
How were you selected and approached to be the guest artistic director of the Vassar Repertory Dance Theater this year?
My dear friend, John Meehan, is on sabbatical this semester, and I had worked with him in the past at American Ballet Theater when he was the director of the American Ballet Theater Studio Company. He had commissioned me to do several works for that institution, and through that work process, we developed a friendship, and I think when the time came, when he knew he was going to take a leave, he just probably looked at his short list of some names that he thought he could trust and might have the goods to sort of serve the good folks here at Vassar well. So he gave me a call, and I came up last spring to check out the campus, the grounds, the studios, started to be introduced to the other faculty and the students. Then this fall, I came up to make a creation for the VRDT and kept developing a relationship with the dancers. And then this sort of winter, spring semester, I was on board as the guest director.
And what does that job entail exactly?
I'm still finding out myself.
Sure.
it's a lot of work, but certainly nothing to, I tell you, to cry about or whine about when I see how much hard work the student dancers themselves are going through when they have lab and homework and theses to be worried about, as well as the rehearsals and the time I expect from them and the VRD time slots. But what it really means is I have some classes I have to teach. I have rehearsals I have to be responsible for, one, making sure that the dancers can be there and they're aware when they need to be there. And most importantly, this is our big week at the Bardavon Opera House, and we need to have vans lined up for shuttle service back and forth for the dancers, make sure they're all aware of their costumes, and above all, their health of mind, spirit, and soul, and they're ready to go and present themselves artistically to the public at large.
Do you plan the program for the gala yourself, or is there's a committee, there's a group of people who work on that?
I would say there's a group, and I can't take complete responsibility, especially since I've kind of have come in as a guest director during this semester. So a lot of this pre-planning went on when John was still here this fall, and I think he does a lot of that planning with the other faculty, Stephen, Kathy, Jean, all the people who work in the dance department. They start to put together this program.
Tell us about some of the work being performed at the Bardavon.
There's a lot of great work being done. There's, I think, a total of 16 works, not all being done every eve. We split them down the middle. We have 11 on Saturday night, I believe, and 12 pieces going on Sunday on the matinee. And it's a mix of faculty and guest choreographers and, most importantly, student works. We give the students an opportunity to sort of stretch their wings and experience the process of making a creation and putting that together and re-looking at it, editing it, and getting it ready for the Bardavon Opera House.
Do all of the students submit a creation and then some of them are selected? Or how does the actual student designed performances, how are those chosen?
I believe, again, I don't want to bite my tongue here because I wasn't here during that selection process. But from what I understand is, you know, any student has the opportunity. And then I do believe the faculty, they take a look as the process is going along and they give some advice by way of observation where it might be needed, much help. But I think there's a tendency to make sure that the seniors, you know, if it's their last year here, we try to make sure that they have an opportunity to be seen and have this experience as a choreographer or a dance maker. So usually I think the tendency is to make sure the senior works get on first and foremost. But if there's a really strong contender, be a sophomore or freshman, if the work speaks well to the eye, I'm sure that person will also receive an opportunity.
One of your pieces is being danced.
This is correct, yes.
It's called Nurse. Could you tell us more about that, please?
Sure. It's Nurse, and the music is by Eric Moe, and the title of the music itself is rather odd. It's called Dead Elf Tugboat. I'm not quite sure where that...
That sounds exactly. Like a Mad Lib.
Right? I don't know where that comes from. I really like the piece of music. It's pretty quirky, and I was just looking to, you know, speaking of testing sort of the limits of the dancers themselves, I was going to test myself within the process of creation time in the studio, not to sort of do the norm. And I picked a rather odd subject matter for, say, a dance drama. Kind of went with the direction of I called a Reader's Digest version of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Uh-huh.
So you can imagine that's where the nurse comes from.
I can.
If you remember that main character, she's pretty mean.
She's confident.
Yeah, she sticks in my memory pretty well from the days I remember her watching her. I guess that came out in 1974, 75, sometime in the mid-70s, and she left an impression. So this was always sort of, I have a notebook full of ideas that I'm, you know, hoping to explore at some point during my career. And this is just the one that sort of came to at this moment. I think, you know, I hate saying too much about the work. I just believe that everybody should sort of have their own response to a work, much like, I'm not saying my work is poetry, but when you read some fine poetry, you know, you have to read in between the lines and you make it mean to you what you want it to. I think it's obvious that my nurse sort of represents the system, or she's rather stern, and the ensemble as the patients, they're sort of rebellious and working against the system. So, you know, I think there's a little bit of a statement about somehow, anti-prescription,
uh-huh.
If you will.
I will.
the need, too much need, and the side effects of it all. So, yeah. But it's hard to do when you have sort of a short time frame. When we do a program like this, not too many of the pieces stretch beyond a certain amount of time. So I think my piece is no longer than 9 or 10 minutes. And so when you sort of work out or flesh out any kind of dramatic sort of narrative, it's, of course, easier to do that when you have a longer piece, a 20-minute or hour. So like I said, it's a Reader's Digest version of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
The Vassar professors you've been working with, have they been, I mean, they're fantastic folks. Have they been welcoming?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've felt nothing but welcome and really encouraged. And sort of anytime I've had a hiccup or kind of second guess myself, they have been there for me, as well as the students. I think everybody is kind of looking out for me. So I feel very reassured that, you know, if I make the wrong move, somebody won't sort of scream at me or give me a big red flag. They'll just gently take me aside and say, you know, we don't do that here, or this is what we need to happen, and can you make sure that happens? And that's been pretty much the groove so far. So I really appreciate their patience with me and their help. It's been very nice.
Brian, it's been a real treat to speak with you today. Thank you very much for taking the time out of what is an incredibly busy week, and have fantastic performances at the Bardavon this weekend.
My pleasure, Sarah. Thank you.
The Vassar Repertory Dance Theater's annual gala performances at the Bardavon in Poughkeepsie, New York, take place this Saturday, March 2nd at 8 p.m. and Sunday, March 3rd at 3 p.m. To learn more, visit vassar.edu/VRDT or bardavon.org. Those URLs again, vassar.edu/VRDT or bardavon.org. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.